strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Well, like I see it out of Ghostbusters, the sky darkened, and on late Friday afternoon, the hail came down. I see Carissa Leifson sharing a message with me in a picture. She has a bowl of hail and some marbles. So, yeah, marble-sized hail. She's showing me. My buddy Darcy sent me a photo of how Kenosi Golf Course was flooded out on a few holes. And I'm looking again here. I even see photos. Natasha sent me a photo from Emerald Park looking out of her backyard towards Aspen Links, and it was just flooded too. Now, it's pretty soggy still. You can see some of those photos and videos everyone is sharing now on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. But I got to tell you, it hailed where I live in the southeast corner of Regina, and I heard from some of my friends that they didn't even get any rain in the north or the west side of the city at times, but that came down pretty hard, and sheets came down on Saturday, too. I should know, I stood outdoors for most of it. I was on location at Central Park, corner of Scarth and 50th, where they're building a Ronald McDonald House for Southern Saskatchewan, and we were doing a barbecue. It would have been terrific had it been sunny, but nonetheless, so many people came out, even in the rain, to support such a great cause, and I thank you, and it was nice to meet all of you there as well, too. But this morning, I want to go where harvest is well underway but stalled right now, and check in on a farm where the Bender family farms near Davidson. Tara Lee Bender on the phone, her husband Evan, and you're not going to believe what they're growing there. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Thank you.
What do you got growing there? It's pretty incredible. I saw a picture on Facebook. Go ahead and describe what you have before you right now.
So we have a giant pumpkin growing in our garden.
How long has it been growing now?
I think we probably put it in the ground probably the end of May.
Okay, this is no ordinary pumpkin. Do you continue to have it on the vine, or have you taken it off the vine, or is it still growing?
It's still growing, so we'll leave it on the vine as long as we possibly can until we get a frost. Then we'll have to cut it off.
Have you taken the time to weigh your giant pumpkin?
Yes, we have.
How do you weigh a giant pumpkin, by the way? What do you do? Take out your bathroom weigh scale?
I wish. We actually have to measure it. So there's three different measurements we take, and then we add them up. And then there's actually a chart that we put it into, and we can come up with the weight.
Okay. You've nicknamed this pumpkin, by the way, too, haven't you?
We have.
Why?
It's just something kind of fun to do.
What do you refer to the pumpkin as?
This year, her name is Swelda.
And is that named after anyone or anything in particular?
No.
Just a swelling size of a pumpkin.
It is, yes.
Okay. All right. You've got the measurement there. What's the latest on this pumpkin? How big is it?
We measured just, I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago, and right now she is at 343 pounds.
Wow. Now, mm-hmm. I'm sure you've looked into the record books. Like, how big do pumpkins get? Like, what's a record to beat?
Oh, I'm actually not sure what the record to beat is. There's a lot of people that grow them. I'm not too sure how many in Saskatchewan. My older brother got us into it. So it's kind of been a friendly family competition for a while.
Are you in competition this year?
We were. However, my brother lost his pumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Send him my condolences. That's awful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your loss.
Yeah, I win again this year.
I love it. Tara Lee Bender from the family farm near Davidson. What does your husband, Evan, think about you doing this? Or is he in on it, too?
He's in on it, too. He's just as excited. So he helps us measure all the time. And he kind of is the brains behind what kind of fertilizer we throw on it. He makes sure she's watered.
And that's the secret, right? The fertilizer and the amount of watering.
We'll try to water. I don't know. The more water you give them, the better. But we're a busy family farm, so, you know, it takes time.
I bet. So there's no secret ingredient, like you don't add sugar to the water, or do you have some secret ingredient?
No, it comes from the slough.
Okay. Tara Lee, what are you going to do with this pumpkin when it stops growing? Like, what's your goal? How much bigger do you think it'll get?
So originally my goal was to beat last year, which was at 246 pounds. So now that we've passed that, my new goal is to 500 pounds. So in a couple of weeks, we should get there.
Really?
We can avoid the frost.
I hope you get there. That's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Swelda, as it's called, is growing as we speak. How's everything else on the farm there this morning? Have you guys got most of the crop off now?
We're just have canola left.
And how has it been going so far this year?
It's been really good.
Is Evan in a good mood? Your husband there? It's all been pretty smooth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a fun time.
Well, are you a legend now with this pumpkin in the Davidson area? Like, do people talk about you? Like, oh, my, you've got to meet her and her pumpkin.
Well, I don't know. Everyone knows about us and the pumpkins. And, yeah, they ask all the time how it's doing and how big it's getting.
You've got children. It's like a child people are asking about. If it gets over 500 pounds, what do you do with a 500-pound pumpkin after that?
We feed it to the wildlife.
You won't take any of it to make some pies?
No, I won't. If someone would like to, I would gladly donate it. But
appreciate you sharing your pumpkin story with me today. It's pretty cool that you're doing this. And please, will you check in with me if it gets over 500 pounds? I got to know.
I sure will.
All the best in carrying that the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tara Lee. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
I've seen photos of marble-sized hail, 2D-sized hail in the Emerald Park area. It was a crazy storm that started Friday, and the rain continued Saturday, and harvest has just kind of come to a standstill now. Kevin Martell is away, joining me, Aaron McNutt. Aaron, it's been a while since I don't think we've gotten as much rain all summer as we did on Friday and into Saturday. I'd have to verify that with Environment Canada, but it was nuts.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those ones where it seems like we always get one storm that everybody's going to remember until next year. And I think this might have been it.
Aaron, like, have you ever
sheets of rain?
Have you ever gotten to an underpass, saw that it was like a lake formed underneath it, and thought to myself, I'm going to drive through it. I know I can do it. Have you ever thought that?
You know what? I got to admit, I don't think that my car is a boat. So I've never tried it. I have been the person that's like the first one to stop. And you can tell everybody behind you is a little bit annoyed that you didn't give it a go. But
yeah,
that's not the SGI claim I'm trying to make.
Well, it's funny because on Saturday I was on location as it was pouring rain at Ronald McDonald's house. We're building one here in Regina.
Mm-hmm.
And Elaine Jackson, fire chief, shows up to assist with this for a while. And I said, Lane, how's the phone ringing? He said, oh, we got a few firefighters tending to vehicles stalled and people trapped in their vehicles beneath the underpasses. People never learn. It happens every year.
I was going to say this happens more times than we maybe want to admit to, but it's one of those ones where I think we just assume that we'll be the ones that are special and can make it through, but somebody's got to get stuck.
All right. Aaron McNutt, I got to ask you lots to recap from the weekend events here.
Oh,
but
yes.
This highway shooting near Weyburn, I think not only is it tragic, but it's kind of scary to think they haven't even caught the guy. So what's happened?
Right now, RCMP are looking for a truck and trailer. They don't have a ton of details about it, but they think that the person that was driving it or, you know, was in that vehicle might have some information because Friday night, just northwest of Weyburn, someone was shot in a vehicle, in an SUV. A 44-year-old woman ended up passing away. So now RCMP are trying to figure out who did this, what was going on. And it's one of those scary things where it's just, you know, we've all driven on a highway and you never think that something like this is going to happen.
Well, and it's even scarier to think that someone's still out there that,
this.
And our condolences to the family of that woman shot as well, too. Parliament is set to resume today. So,
yeah, we're back at it.
This will be interesting because we all know that Carney is, you know, got these special projects up and running. And of course, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be fighting in the House for the first time in a while.
I was going to say, this is the first time that they're going to go toe-to-toe as Carney being prime minister and, you know, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre getting his seat back. He did the by-election in Alberta last month. So now it's one of those ones where it's kind of these two big wig types going head to head. They're going to be, I think, arguing a little bit about some budget stuff as we kind of kick off the fall session today. That's going to be one of the big topics is the deficit. We already know that it's going to be bigger than last year. That's just sort of the hints that Carney's been giving. And a lot of that is because of U.S. tariffs.
All right, Tara McNutt, it's the last week of summer. What are you drinking this morning? Pumpkin spice or margarita? What do you got there? Don't
wow,
answer that.
I wish I had the margarita machine going. I wasn't really thinking, was I? You know what? I'm playing it pretty even keel. I just went regular coffee with a little bit of a cinnamon syrup in it. So it's fall adjacent.
I got to take a break here. I'm going to go make one of those myself and wait for you to return at the top of the hour, Aaron. Thank you so much. CJME News Time now is 6:58. That was a busy weekend. Loads of events on. I hope you had a good weekend, even though it rained pretty hard on Saturday and loosened up a little bit yesterday and got some sunshine. Wascana Park, thankfully, was alive with the sound of bagpipes around the noon hour as the Regina Pats actually led a great turnout for the Terry Fox run. Cancer survivors on hand and loved ones lost were remembered. And, of course, so was Terry Fox. What a great turnout. And now, if you have young ones in school, they're probably going to be coming home this month if they haven't already, saying, hey, our walk's on. We need to raise some money. Grab a toonie. Terry Fox is, of course, talked about a great deal through schools, which is awesome. And we'll be honored by a lot of schools throughout the next few weeks here, too. Friday night, I went to Globe Theater's 60th anniversary gala, where they took us behind the scenes to show us everything from the prop room to costuming, the stage area itself, which is super cool now after it's been completely remodeled. There's no longer any construction going on. For the last few months, they've had odds and ends, but now it's officially done, so they threw the gala. It was phenomenal. Congratulations to the Globe staff for pulling off an awesome event. We just had a beautiful evening, and I hear the open houses on Saturday and Sunday were a big hit, too. We ended last week with a major jackpot and guaranteed weather for Windsor Plywood and Dahar Hair Restoration being awarded. And I couldn't get a hold of my winner, Amber Vibert, to share the good news. But after I got off the air, I finally got a hold of her.
Hello.
Hi, is Amber there?
This is she.
Amber.
Yeah.
Greg Morgan from 980 CJME calling.
I had a moment of like, the name sounds familiar, but I'm trying to place it quite right.
All right.
And now I'm figuring out who you are. And now it's clicking into place.
What do you do for a living?
I sell combine parts for Harvest Services.
Excellent. Are you busy this time of year or what?
Yes, we are. Actually, I am. Been working trade shows for the last few weeks.
So you just work tirelessly, don't you? You hardly ever give yourself extra time to enjoy life.
Pretty much, yeah.
You work hard, but you're never paid enough. You need more money in life, don't you?
Of course.
Have you heard about guaranteed weather?
I have heard of it. And I do listen. It's just my brain is in a totally different, like I'm in Montreal right now, so it's in a totally different, like.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I know you missed it when I announced that you won, but guaranteed weather, I guarantee a temperature, and if I'm ever off by 3 degrees or more, well, I pay out the jackpot. Your name was chosen to randomly play, so I blew it. I was off by more than 3 degrees, which means I give you a check for cold, hard cash.
Love it.
Are you ready to understand how much you've won?
Yes.
If I said $200, would you be happy with that?
100%.
It's more.
Okay.
If I said $300, would you be happy with that?
100%.
It's more.
Yes.
Would you be happy with $425?
Heck yes.
You got it. It's yours.
That's amazing. Thank you.
That's how guaranteed weather works. Whenever I'm wrong, I just pay for my mistakes and you benefit.
That's so wonderful.
Do you have any idea how you might just want to spend $425?
Well, my kids have all kinds of expenses coming up, so I'm sure it'll go through it quickly.
Wait a minute. Sports related?
Yes.
Yep. Got your back there. Relating.
Yes.
Can relate to that. Well, look, I hope this helps you, but at the same time, I hope you spoil yourself with a little of it too, besides just the kids, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Put your hand out. There it is. $425. Okay. How's that feel?
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'm so happy to give it to you. All right. Thank you, Amber. And now I've got to start again at $25. Had no winner last week either. As a matter of fact, I blew it almost instantly again. Marg Stewart was my contestant Friday. I was up by 3 degrees, so I have to pay $25 to Marg. Marg, we'll cut you a check. Thanks for listening. Your name stays in, win or lose, too. And today, I'm randomly selecting Blaine Crest in Estevan to play. I got to start again at $25. So, Blaine, if I'm off by three or more, you'll win. If I'm within, that's when I add 25 and we see the jackpot grow. But struggling as of late. This company I work for is hemorrhaging from financial losses with my weather predictions. Why don't I feel bad? I don't feel bad. Frank is shaking his head, looks at me pathetically. My producer through the glass here. Frank, I'll do better for you. I will. Read nothing into this song for my next guest. Read nothing.
I was kind of wondering, like, okay, what signal are we sending out with this?
Yeah, introducing you to Evan Bray, who will be back here at 8:30 this morning. How was your weekend? You had a little time off. Your brother let you off, right?
That's right. We weren't able to harvest, obviously, a lot of rain over the weekend. I think the farm, we got about an inch and a half, which is compared to some places like White City got, in some spots, 5 inches of rain.
Well, and Don in the Lampen area earlier this morning, he couldn't verify from his own rain gauge, but I think Don was trying to tell me in the Lampen area that he heard some people say they had a good 6 to 8 inches of rain. But depending where you were.
I heard you this morning mentioning the people that were in canoes in the ditch.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures on Facebook, kids in dinghies on a cul-de-sac in Emerald Park.
Yes. They shared that photo on my Facebook page where I posted about weather pictures. A lot of people sharing, and I did see that too. When you were a cop, can you ticket people that try to go under the underpass?
I don't think we ever ticketed someone. But
is that a ticket?
It's a problem.
Should it be a ticket?
Well, I don't think it should be. I don't think it should be. But I mean, it is, you know, I think what happens is people aren't necessarily paying attention and they're into it before they realize how deep it is.
Yeah.
Because we were out in the industrial area yesterday and I noticed there were tons of places like on Henderson and that part of the city where there were cars stalled in the middle of, you know, a foot and a half of water.
Wow. Look, I want to go to Weyburn here where this tragedy took place. A lot of people were asking me about this on the weekend too. Of a shooting near Weyburn where this woman was, there's two in a vehicle, an SUV, and they hear a cracker of some sort, winds up that one woman is shot and passed away. So what's the very latest that you've been hearing about what happened in Weyburn?
You remember at one time they were looking for a white truck they thought could have information pertaining to this. They've now, it sounds like, ruled that out. We've got Superintendent Joshua Graham joining the program today. He's in charge of the RCMP Major Crime Section. Obviously, this is concerning. These types of things don't happen on our highways in this province. And if it's random, I think it causes more people to be concerned. So we'll find out in our conversation with
Superintendent Graham. Well, it's scary that they haven't caught anyone. And they're not even sure yet, right, if it was, you know, from the side of the road as they went by or someone in a vehicle yet.
Yeah, it's a tragic thing. And, you know, was it a targeted attack? Was it a random attack? Or was it an accident? Was it someone, you know, shooting maybe inappropriately at something else and it ends up hitting the vehicle? Like, at this point, there's really, I don't think we have any clear understanding of what happened.
Well, Parliament resumes in Ottawa today. Here we go. The face-off. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre facing off in the House of Commons. Of course, Carney announcing his projects. No surprise, Pierre said, not enough. What a joke. These two are going to go head-to-head. And what do you expect this to be, explosive or...
Well,
do you think Pierre is going to try to be nicer because his personal numbers are down the way he's looked upon? Does he want to be nicer? He has a bit of an edge to him sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to see much difference in how he plans his attack through this. At the end of the day, they are the official opposition. Their job is to hold the government accountable and poke holes in and find problems with decisions that are made. But it is interesting when we see Premier Scott Moe, Premier Danielle Smith, essentially putting praise on Mark Carney. Danielle Smith coming
especially
out last
Danielle
week.
Smith,
she came out last week and said, I just had a good meeting with him. This guy gets it. We need to be patient. So when we're hearing that from people that normally aren't allies, it's going to be an interesting fall.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I know that's one of the stories you will follow. Quick comment on the Riders. Were you surprised they got blown out as they did?
Oh, Greg, that was a tough one because it wasn't a good game at all. I was one of many people watching it from home, wasn't at the game, but clearly the vibe in the stadium wasn't great. It was a rainy, soggy day. Did that play into it for the Riders? I don't know.
Well, the defense really let us down. But everyone's entitled to a bad game.
We've got some injuries. We got some injuries. We need to heal up. Maybe good time to be heading into a bye week, get ourselves healthy again, regroup, and get our heads back on straight.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Evan. See you back here at 8:30.